One night, a burglar broke into a bar and was going through the cash register when he heard a voice say to him, "Jesus is watching you." He looked around and didn't see anything, so he continued taking money out of the cash register. And again, he heard a voice say, "Jesus is watching you." So he got his flashlight out and pointed it all around the bar, and he discovered that it was a parrot that was speaking to him. So he walked over to the parrot and said, "What's your name?" And the parrot said, "John the Baptist." And the burglar said, "What kind of an owner would name his parrot John the Baptist?" And the parrot said, "The same one who named that Wattweiler Jesus." So today is the feast day of John the Baptist. And he, of course, is such a great saint that normally we have the Sundays in ordinary time. This would be like the 12th Sunday in ordinary time. But because today is June 24th, the feast day of John the Baptist, the church says we're going to celebrate his feast day on the Sunday. That just shows what a great saint he is. Really, next to Our Lady and Saint Joseph, he is really considered the greatest of the saints. He is the last of the Old Testament prophets and the first of the New. John the Baptist is the bridge between the Old and New Testament. He was a cousin of the Lord. Our Lady and Saint Elizabeth were cousins. And when the angel Gabriel told Mary that her elderly barren cousin was actually expecting a child and was already in her sixth month, Our Lady immediately left Nazareth, went to the town, we believe, of An Karim, and there spent at least 3 months with Elizabeth helping her to give birth to this great prophet, John the Baptist, her little cousin. And we read in Scripture that it says that as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the babe in her womb leapt for joy. John was only 6 months in his mother's womb, and yet this unborn babe, this true human life, this little image, baby made in the image and likeness of God, only 6 months in his mother's womb, leapt for joy at the voice of Our Lady. So we see Our Lady as the channel of grace, bringing Jesus to her cousin. It's really one of the greatest pro-life events in all of the New Testament, where an unborn babe is the first one to recognize the presence of the Messiah, the Son of God, in Mary's womb. Remember, Jesus was only about 6 days old in Mary's womb. John was 6 months old in Elizabeth's womb. So here we have the meeting of two mothers and two unborn children. And John, it says, leapt for joy. The word leap here is the same word used for King David when he leapt before the Ark of the Covenant, when he danced for joy. So I'd like to say John did a little Irish jig in his mother's womb. But I guess it was more a Yiddish jig back then. But it's such a great event. And the angel Gabriel had told Zechariah that his son would be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. So the church has always taught that this is the moment when John was sanctified, when he was cleansed of original sin. John was not conceived without original sin, but the church teaches that the tradition is that John was cleansed, in a sense baptized, from original sin at this very moment when he was filled with the Holy Spirit. We believe that the original sin was washed away in by a special grace of God, and John was filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, fulfilling the prophecy of the angel Gabriel, who had told that to Zechariah. So Our Lady stayed with them, we believe, at least 3 more months, helped to give birth to John. We heard about his birth that brought great joy to all the neighborhood, that this elderly barren couple was blessed with a child. And John would grow up, and we'd go out into the desert near the Dead Sea, most likely. And he lived a life of prayer and penance in the wilderness. John wore a garment made of camel hair, which would be like wearing a burlap sack. It was like wearing a hair shirt. And it was a penance. And he ate locusts and wild honey. He dressed just like Elijah, the prophet, had dressed 1,000 years before. Elijah was dressed with camel hair, wore a leather belt around his waist, and he also ate locusts and wild honey. So John was a man of prayer and a man of penance. And when King Herod began living openly with his brother's wife, John spoke out. He had such great moral courage. He told Herod, the ruler, you cannot be doing this. It's adultery. You're violating one of the commandments. And just like St. Thomas More, he was arrested, placed in the dungeon of King Herod, and eventually was beheaded for upholding the sanctity of marriage and God's commandments. So we see his great moral courage, and the fact that he was a witness, even by shedding his blood. So from the womb to the tomb, John was a witness. From his mother's womb until the dungeon of King Herod, John was a witness to Christ. He's the one who pointed out Christ and said, "Behold, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And those words are now in every Catholic Mass. When I hold up the host, I say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Those are the very words of St. John the Baptist, because he pointed people not to himself, he pointed people to Christ. In fact, John's great virtue, I believe, was humility. He says, "I'm not even worthy to unstrap his sandals of the Messiah." When Jesus came to him to be baptized, John said, "I'm not worthy." And Jesus says, "We must do this to fulfill all righteousness." And then John baptized Jesus, not to make Jesus holy, but to make the waters of baptism holy. And so when Jesus came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended upon him, and God the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So John pointed people to the Lamb of God. In fact, his own disciples left him. Once John pointed to Jesus, it says that James and John and Andrew, they left John the Baptist and began to follow Christ. And that's why John's great motto is, "He must increase and I must decrease." Again, the humility of John. So today is the 24th of June. We just had the longest day of the year. And now, between now and Christmas, the days will get shorter. Until Christ comes at Christmas, December 25th, the days begin to get longer again, because Christ is the light of the world. So that reminds us there's only 6 more shopping months till Christmas. So lastly, I would say that the three virtues, the three things we should learn from John, first would be his courage, his moral courage to speak up. And, you know, John was a man of great fortitude and courage, even being willing to speak out, which eventually cost him his life, being beheaded in the dungeon of King Herod. Number two, after his courage, is his humility. "He must increase," he says, "and I must decrease." That should be the motto for each one of us, that we need to have self-decrease. Selfishness, pride, whatever it might be, that has to decrease so that Christ can grow within us. And lastly, number three, share the faith. Evangelize. Don't keep the faith to yourself. Be like John the Baptist, who always pointed people to his Savior, Jesus Christ.